two resolutions, 8407 and 8408, they refer to IRAs. There are not that many IRAs in the state of Alaska. And I don't know what, if the state recognizes traditional village councils or not. Does anybody have an answer to that?
Bart?
They deal with them, and they've actually written them into their regulations and whatnot. So, I mean, they recognize that the federal entity exists. They question sometimes the scope of its powers or the underlying common law that applies to it. Pardon me? Yeah, they've taken contracts with them, and there have been court cases that say they have immunity, or that some others don't, because they're not an IRA, or they don't have immunities in certain business transactions.
Could I just say something, Rosemarie? At this roundtable, we're struggling with 1991 and protecting the land and so on. We're having a roundtable in December to discuss IRAs and sovereignty, because they're necessarily part of this thing, and it seems to me you can't discuss one without discussing the other. So I am more interested right at the moment in the attributes of IRAs as vehicles for holding land than I am about sovereignty itself. That's something we'll come to next month. But I know they're mingled, and you can't talk about one without talking about the other. But I think it's useful, while we've got these people here, to look at co-ops and nonprofits and IRAs. And I should add that this commission has been looking at any number of alternatives developed in other countries, because the list isn't just co-ops, non-profits and IRAs. But I interrupted you. You go ahead.
Well, most villages that are not organized under the IRAs do have traditional village councils. And I was curious to know what the problem would be with putting traditional village councils on this list that they have of nonprofit or IRA.
David Case? Oh, and then Drew?
They are on the list. I mean, do you mean the federal list of recognized?
This resolution.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm not sure. Maybe then Marlene should answer.
There is no problem with it. It says IRA, nonprofit, or other entity, and IRA just is a common used thing in Alaska, and that's one of the major, and there are quite a number of IRAs in the state of Alaska, was used, but we don't, it may be a new entity that hasn't even been dreamed up yet.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I ask is because they've stopped any IRAs until the issues are settled between the federal and the state government. So there may be some time before any new IRAs are issued.
So in the meantime, the traditional councils should serve. Is that the point?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
David Case?
What was the question, the point you just made just then? It was getting confusing.
Yeah, Drew Hageman. Well, I just said that, look, traditional councils are on this list of Marlene's, that's all.
I see. Okay. The point on the, I think that should be made too, about traditional councils and IRAs, I mean, the distinction, if any, between the two, which seems to me to be, correct me if I'm wrong, that seems to me to be what you're asking. Is that correct?
No, I was just curious to why they weren't included in these two resolutions.
Okay.
They mention IRAs, but they don't mention traditional village councils.
One of the
kind of explained it.
Perhaps one of the difficulties with traditional councils is that they don't exist on paper. And so when it comes to a paper-oriented society and court system, looking at these institutions and trying to figure out what they are, do they exist, what powers do they have, you may run into the difficulty that there's nothing on paper that sort of acts as the proof. But as far as the law goes, or the theory of the law goes, there does not seem to be any material distinction, any important distinction between the powers of an IRA or the powers of a traditional council. Now, there are some distinctions because the IRA statute clarifies or maybe confers some additional powers on IRA councils. And one of those powers may be that relate to the protection of the land.
Yeah. Drew Hageman, sorry, Drew.
I guess they, and partially in response to your concern, Rosemary, I guess AFN did indeed endorse a resolution that village tribal governments, not specifying IRAs or anything else, village tribal governments were entitled to control and jurisdiction over their traditional territory. And I guess as an option, or if it indeed it is an option, Marlene, what do we mean by traditional territory? Maybe I should. I'll ask that later. I forget the question.
14F.
Is that in this resolution?
No.
It's in another resolution, AFN resolution that was passed.
That said what? Oh, you've got them all there, eh?
It's the title is Village Tribal Government Control and Jurisdiction Over Traditional Territory, and the resolution is that AFN does endorse the concept that each native village tribal government is entitled to the control and jurisdiction over its traditional territory.
Oh, I see. Well, that's another question that perhaps we can't settle here between now and 4 o'clock.
I suspect that's right.
But the you might bear this in mind that in the villages, in the hearings that I've held, people are concerned about protecting the land, and they have said, well, let's turn it over to a co-op or a non-profit. But of course, the largest numbers say, well, let's turn it over to the IRA or the traditional council. And, but that isn't just because they want a safe place for it. It's become apparent to me that people regard those, the IRA and the traditional council, as the likely vehicles for exercising some measure of governmental authority over land and subsistence. So there's a notion that it makes sense to them to place the land for safekeeping with the same entity that is to have jurisdiction over it. Now that's where your resolution that you just read kind of leads on from where we are at this point.
I think it does.
But maybe tomorrow, if you don't mind, we could just, when we're a little fresher, take a look at these alternatives and just see what protection they offer against the loss of the land, because if we restrict ourselves to that for the moment, we might be able to emerge with our minds clear on the subject. Anything else anybody wants to say this afternoon? Well, if you don't mind, I will suggest that in a moment we adjourn for the day, because I think it's been a good discussion and a pretty intense one, and I found, as a judge, judges usually sit in court only 4 hours a day, and we've been exceeding that here, that if you're paying attention and concentrating, you've pretty well done all you can about this time of day. So if we could carry on tomorrow from there and then go into the question of values, because it seems to me that that's where we come out in the end, where Bart Garber got us into this yesterday. And so if we could assemble again at 9 o'clock or as soon thereafter as you can be here, we'll carry on with the discussion and see how far it gets us. Yeah, okay. Back at the office?
Here might be better.
Okay, here.
I mean here.
Yeah, okay.
Because I think we probably should select someone. Ralph, I suggest.
I was going to suggest. I think we should just talk for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's. why not